This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, bombing missions.
World War II remains the most deadly conflict in history. More than 326,000 Minnesotans served in the war. Almost 8,000 never came home. Fighting men who put their lives on the line were frequently reminded that their cause was more important than any one of them.
They also told you that you were expendable.
Lester Schrenk flew combat missions over Germany. He was part of the largest airstrike force in history that took flight to bomb the Nazis.
American fighter planes based in England, operating in the skies of Western Europe against the German Air Force.
Young GIs like Schrenk were matter-of-factly told their lives were not the priority.
That was much more important that you hit the target than you come back alive.
The missions were risky, dangerous, and miserable.
I would just sit in the cockpit and just shake and shiver.
Claude Williams co-piloted bombing missions, part of the air assault on the German war-making machine. Being raised in Minnesota may have prepared him for conditions inside his B-17.
I never was so cold in all my life as when I was coming down off of a mission, because we were up there at altitude, and that's, you're looking at about 30 to 40 below zero for 6-7 hours or so.
26,000 American airmen died in missions over enemy lands. That represents one-tenth of all Americans killed in World War II. Those who survived beat deadly odds they'd been so willing to face.
All I can say is I'm very glad that I was able to serve my country.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.